13% of all college students experience rape or sexual assault through force, violence, or incapacitation. 26.4% of all female college students experience this. This information comes from RAIN, the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network. RAIN is the largest anti-sexual violence organization in the United States.
Each year, the Haven Project, IEP's Department for Assistance and Support with Sexual Violence, Domestic Violence, and Stalking, as well as the IEP University College, invite the IEP community to experience RAIN Day on IEP campus. RAIN Day was created to annually educate college campuses about sexual violence on college campuses. Each RAIN Day, the IEP Oak Grove is filled with umbrellas designed with various messages of support and information. The sidewalks are chalked up with similar messages. The IEP Haven Project sexual violence prevention educator Jen McCroskey was present to discuss the meaning of RAIN Day.
So RAIN stands for Rape, Abuse, Incest National Network. It's actually a national organization devoted to stopping sexual violence in the community and on campus. So they actually put together this event, and we've been doing this for years. What we do is we do umbrella workshops and we do chalkings to show our support for victims and survivors of sexual violence. So the whole goal is to show our campus resources and show our support for victims and survivors and people impacted by sexual violence. So the umbrellas, we actually have different umbrellas. It's a chance for organizations and individuals to come in and create umbrellas that show signs of support, let different orgs write that they're supporting people. They put out statistics, they put out encouraging messages, and it's just ways for people to show that they want to be involved and they want to show our support for everybody on campus. So, and we use RAIN, like the falls from the sky, with the acronym RAIN, so that's why the umbrellas came from. We put that together to show that support. So the Haven Project is actually a department on campus that provides education and awareness around dating and domestic violence, sexual violence, stalking, healthy relationships, consent, bystander intervention, and other topics as well. The other part of Haven is actually back in the counseling center, and that is the support piece, so that if somebody would come in and say, hey, I've been impacted by one of these areas, I need some support, they can go back to the counseling center and confidentially get the support that they need, and they will work with them non-judgmentally to work them through the process of whatever they're comfortable with. One of the programs we actually have on campus is called Green Dot. Green Dot is our bystander intervention program. One thing that we encourage everybody to do is to actually get Green Dot trained. It's an hour training, it's a free training, and it teaches people to learn their own barriers, so looking at things that make them step back and say, hey, I'm not comfortable with this, and then we teach intervention methods around there. So we teach ways to intervene. So if you are somebody who's shy, maybe being direct with somebody is not the way that you're going to intervene. So we teach, hey, maybe you can delegate instead, or maybe you can distract. So we teach people to say, this is my barrier, but this is what I can do to intervene around it. And then we talk about proactive green dots. So changing our culture by saying, you know, things like when somebody makes a joke that they shouldn't, we say, hey, we don't do that here. Or if somebody is doing something against somebody else, stepping in before that even happens, they're saying, hey, that's not how we treat people here. We have to change our culture and say, you know, we're not okay with sexual assault. We're not okay with dating violence. We're not okay with stalking. So when we talk to people, we tell them about Green Dot. We tell them about the different programs and resources available. And that's why Green Dot's a big program that we try to have everybody get trained, because no one has to do everything, but everybody's got to do something. And we want to teach people what are some green dots you're comfortable with doing to help one another out. And that's how we change the campus culture, is getting people involved, teaching them about Green Dot, and stepping in and helping one another, because that's what it is. That's how you're going to change the culture, is when people step in and help one another. So October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. We are actually going to be using the Silent Witnesses. It's a national campaign where we have displays up there, silhouettes of people who have died due to domestic violence. So those will be up across campus. We will be doing It's On Us, so talking about It's On Us to Stop Sexual Assault in November. We will be doing some different activities throughout that month as well. So there's always lots of things going on with Haven. We have trainings and activities and different things going on. So we encourage people to reach out to us if they're looking to partner and be a part. We're always looking for volunteers and people to get involved too.
Sexual violence remains an issue that is difficult for many to talk about, but a tragedy that occurs daily nonetheless. However, there are resources to help those who are affected. The Alice Paul House offers a 24/7 hotline for survivors at the number 724-349-4444. For more information on resources for survivors or on the Haven Project, please go to iep.edu/haven.